Ever feel like you're stuck in a business version of Jaws?
Yeah.
You know?
A
Like
lot of
just
times.
surrounded by sharks, competition's biting at your heels.
Yeah.
Margins are thinner than, I don't even know,
Worry.
thinner than a ship's sail.
Yeah, like you're gonna get chomped any minute.
Exactly. And everyone's scrambling for a life raft of, well, profit,
Some
basically.
sense.
We've been diving deep into sales captain Ralph H. Comore.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got, well, he calls himself the sales captain, which I kind of
Right.
like. But he's got this whole framework for, navigating these
Yeah.
choppy business waters, right?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to the dreaded P word.
You mean price increases?
Oh, yeah. Price increases. Just saying, it makes me sweat a little.
Yeah, it's
Like, I don't know a single business owner who enjoys that conversation.
No, not really. It's one of those things everyone kind of dreads.
Right.
But this guy, Comore, with his like 35 years in B2B, he's got some awards apparently.
Oh, yeah, he's not messing around.
He seems to like not just survive price increases, but actually come out on top.
Yeah, that's what I found interesting. It's like he's not afraid of it.
Right. It's not this scary thing. It's more like strategic. What
Exactly.
I found interesting is how most businesses, they just focus on like the immediate need. Prices are going up, gotta raise prices.
Right, just slap a new number on there.
Yeah, without any real like strategy behind
It's
it.
like setting sail without a map or knowing where you're going.
Exactly. And Comore, he really stresses understanding like what's the playing field here?
Okay, I like that. So what's he saying?
He talks about this red ocean versus blue ocean situation.
Okay, I am intrigued. Break this whole ocean analogy down for me.
All right, so picture a red ocean, right? It's crowded, everyone's fighting over the same little bit of, well, customers in this case.
Okay, I see.
And everyone's tempted to just keep dropping their prices to like outmaneuver the competition.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that happen. It's brutal.
It's a recipe for disaster, especially, you know, when the economy's a little shaky, everyone's feeling the pressure.
So, are you saying most of us, most businesses, I mean, are kind of stuck in this red ocean then?
I mean, yeah, a lot of businesses, especially in those like really tight markets
Yeah.
where the competition's fierce, they're kind of in that situation. Think about, you know, when was the last time you saw a price war erupt in an industry?
Oh, I mean, that's practically every other week in the news, right?
Right. And that's a classic red ocean scenario.
Okay. Red ocean, danger zone, got it. But what about this blue ocean then? Is that like finding a magical island with no competition?
Basically, like you discovered this secret fishing spot where you're the only one who knows about it.
All right, now that sounds nice. No sharks circling.
Exactly. Blue ocean is like new market space, right? Tons of opportunity. You can innovate. You're not just battling it out on price all the time.
So what, like inventing some groundbreaking new product or something?
Well, it could be. Think about like when Apple first came out with the iPhone, right?
Okay,
They
yeah.
weren't just competing with other phones. They created this whole new category.
Right, I see what you mean. But let's be realistic, most of us are not out here launching the next iPhone every day.
Right.
So if we find ourselves in the red ocean, which, let's be honest, a lot of us are, where do we even start? How do we chart a course out of there?
That's where Comore's five-phase approach comes in. He doesn't just say raise prices. It's more like, here's a game plan.
Okay, I like a good game plan.
And he starts with what he calls chart your course, which is basically like diving deep into the numbers.
The nitty-gritty stuff.
But it's more than just knowing your costs. It's about really understanding them.
So it's not just, oh, our costs went up, got increased prices. There's more to it.
Way more to it. Comore would say, before you even think about raising prices, you got to understand your cost breakdown, like down to the wire.
Okay.
What's actually driving those costs? How do they compare to, you know, previous years? Are there any hidden costs you're not seeing?
Hidden costs. That's a scary thought.
Right. He even suggests something called a break-even analysis.
Break-even analysis. Now, for those of us who, haven't cracked open a finance textbook in a while,
Right.
what does that even mean?
Basically, think of it like this. It helps you figure out exactly how many units you need to sell at a certain price just to like cover all your costs. So it helps you see that relationship between the price, the volume, and actually making a profit.
Got it.
Comore actually told this story about he helped this manufacturing company, right?
Yeah.
And by doing this break-even analysis, they uncovered all these hidden costs they had in their supply chain,
Oh, wow.
which completely changed their whole pricing strategy.
Really?
Yeah, they were able to make much better decisions about, okay, where can we adjust pricing to actually like make a difference?
So it's like instead of just looking at the surface of the water, you're seeing those underwater currents that could, mess you up.
Exactly. And just like you wouldn't set sail without knowing the lay of the land, right?
Right.
You shouldn't be messing with your prices without understanding your costs, like
Yeah.
inside and out. That's like step one in this chart your course phase.
Step one, okay, we're starting to build our sea legs here.
Right.
Okay, so we've charted our course.
Right.
We know our costs. We've got a handle on this whole red ocean, blue ocean thing.
Right. We're getting there.
But what's next? Do we just like slap a new price tag on everything and cross our fingers?
If only it were that easy.
Right.
Kumar would tell you, setting the price is just one piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
You got to bring your customers along for the ride,
Right.
and that takes, well, strategy.
Yeah, because if I'm a customer and I'm just hit with this out of the blue price hike,
Oh, yeah.
I'm jumping ship. I'm out of there.
You're gone. And that's where Komor's second phase comes in. He calls it set your sails.
Set your sails. I
Yeah.
like it.
So remember, we're still working with this red ocean situation.
Lots of sharks.
Exactly. So how do we raise prices without, scaring everyone off?
Right. That's the million-dollar question.
Komor would say, you got to understand, not all price increases are created equal.
Okay. Some are scarier than others.
Kind of, yeah. You've done your cost analysis. You know where you can afford to be flexible.
Right.
Now you got to think about which prices actually matter and how much can we adjust them. And that's where customer segmentation comes in.
Okay, now there's a term I haven't heard in a while. Remind me what that is again.
Basically, you're dividing your customer base into different groups.
Right.
Comore's a big fan of this because you might realize some of your customers, they're not as bothered by price changes.
They're just happy to be on board.
Well, maybe. But think about your long-term clients, the ones who really value what you offer.
Yeah, they're loyal.
Exactly. They get it. They're willing to pay a bit more because they know they're getting quality.
Makes sense.
But then you have other customers, they're more, well, let's say budget conscious.
They're watching every penny.
Exactly. And you got to handle them a little differently.
So what, lower price increases for them,
It
maybe?
could be. Or maybe you offer them something extra, like a special discount or early access to new products.
Ah, so it feels like they're getting more for their money.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot for each group, showing them, hey, we get you. We're all in this together.
I like that. So we've set our sails. We've figured out our pricing strategy for different customers. Are we ready to launch?
Hold your horses, Captain.
Oh.
We've charted the course, prepared the ship, set the sails,
Right. We've done the
and
work.
now we got to, actually sail through the storm.
Oh, getting metaphorical again.
And the best way to do that, test the waters first.
Okay. So we're not just like full steam ahead into a hurricane.
Not if we can help it. Komor talks about this idea of a pilot test.
Pilot test, what's that? Send a message in a bottle first.
Kind of. It's like sending a small crew out to scout the waters ahead of the main ship, right?
Okay, I'm following.
You try out your new pricing, but with a smaller group of customers, a test run. This way, you can get feedback, see how people react, without the risk of, a full-blown mutiny.
Makes sense, because once you've launched that price increase, it's out there, right?
Exactly. Much easier to make adjustments based on a little test run than after you've already made the big announcement.
Right.
Komor tells this story about a software company he was advising.
Okay.
They were about to do this big price increase, and they were hesitant to do a pilot test.
Really? Why?
They were worried about, delaying things, losing out on revenue.
Time is money.
Right, but Komor convinced them just try it with a small group, see what happens.
Well,
Turns out the way they were talking about the price increase, it wasn't landing with customers.
what do you mean?
They were focusing too much on their own costs, not enough on the value they were providing.
Ah, so it came across as tone deaf.
Exactly.
All
But
right.
because they did the pilot test,
Yeah.
they're able to course correct before it became a bigger issue.
That's a good save.
Right. And that's the beauty of this phased approach. You learn as you go, and you can adapt without sinking the whole ship.
All right, I'm convinced. Pilot test, check. What's next? So we've navigated the storm. Are we in the clear?
Not so fast.
There's more.
Remember, the market's like the ocean.
Always changing.
Always. What works today might not work tomorrow, so you got to keep your eyes peeled.
Okay, stay vigilant.
Exactly. Komor calls this phase trimming the sails.
Trimming the sails, huh? So it's like we've weathered the initial storm, the price increases out there.
Right, but you're not out of the woods yet.
Got to keep adjusting, stay sharp.
Exactly. It's all about being vigilant, you know? The markets change, your competitors change.
And customers, let's not forget them.
Oh, absolutely. Their needs change. What they're willing to put up with changes.
Right, so we can't just assume that everything's smooth sailing after that initial price increase.
Nope. Got to keep your ear to the ground.
So what are we looking out for in this phase?
Data, for one. Keep a close eye on your sales numbers. Anything weird happening? Dips, drop-off?
And are people complaining? Like really listening to what customers are saying?
Huge, huge part of it. Keep those feedback channels open. You know, ask questions. Don't be afraid to hear what they really think.
Because they'll tell you.
Oh, they'll tell you. Remember that pilot test we talked about? That feedback loop? That's got to keep going.
So we're constantly learning, adjusting.
Like you're fine-tuning the ship's sails as you go, making sure you're getting the most out of the wind.
I like that analogy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gathering data, listening to feedback, ready to make changes if we need to.
And that's where this idea of, what does Cummore call it? Enjoying the voyage comes in.
Enjoying the voyage. Now that sounds a little too relaxed for this whole process.
Well, it's not like you're on a cruise ship, right?
Mm.
But it's about shifting your mindset a little.
Okay, how so?
It's not just about surviving in this red ocean, it's about thriving.
Okay, now that's a goal I can get behind.
Right, and to do that, you gotta think long term.
Yeah.
And it all comes back to value.
Value, right, we can't just keep raising prices without giving something back.
Exactly, you gotta keep reminding customers why they chose you in the first place.
Show them they're getting their money's worth.
Yeah. Invest in your product. Make it even better. Improve your service. Go the extra mile, you know.
So they understand the price went up, but hey, look what else we're doing.
Exactly. Because when customers see that value, they're much more likely to stick around, even if the price changes.
It's like you get what you pay for. If you're delivering top-notch quality, people understand.
Exactly. And that's the key takeaway from Cummore, this whole sales captain philosophy.
What's the one big lesson?
Pricing, it's not a one-time thing. It's not like set it and forget it.
More like a constant balancing act.
Exactly. Just like a good captain, you know, even when the seas are calm, they're still paying attention.
Watching the horizon, ready for anything.
That's it. That's the key.
This has been eye-opening, really. It's about so much more than just raising prices. It's about understanding your business, your customers, really knowing your stuff.
Absolutely. And if there's one thing I hope listeners take away from this,
yeah,
it's that whether you're battling sharks in the red ocean, or you found your own blue ocean.
It's all about the value.
Value every time. That's what keeps them coming back for more.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, on that note, I think we've reached the end of our voyage for today.
A successful trip, I'd say.
Definitely. But for our listeners, the journey continues, right? Ask yourself, are you really delivering on that value proposition? And if not, how can you adjust your course? Until next time, thanks for diving in with us.